Shut the Fridge Door.
Hi, I'm Mary with FreeToBeMeCenter.com, and I'm so excited to present to you the podcast, Shut the Fridge Door. I teach women and men who have always struggled with their weight the tools they need to have the freedom from food and how to have the ability to enjoy their life their way without pills, gimmicks, and draining their bank account. I love to hear from listeners, so please feel free to leave me a voicemail message or text me with your comments or questions at 269-888-3400. You may be featured on the show. That's 269-888-3400.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining the show today. I've got Kristen from Georgia on the line. She's Road to Wonderland on Instagram. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
How are you today?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Kristen and I met, I think it was during Loops, wasn't it, Kristen?
It was, yeah.
Was that the Purple Loop?
It was. I joined your Purple Loop, which I'm very grateful for.
Aw, thanks. And I'm grateful for you. You're also an admin on that loop. And when I'm not available or I need extra help, you're always there to give a helping hand. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So you and I, we have Purple in common.
Yes.
So can you tell me what made you choose Weight Watchers?
So I'd always heard of Weight Watchers. Obviously, they have Weight Watchers in England. They have Weight Watchers over here. It's something that I'd dipped in and out of, but I'd never done consistently. And then one of my colleagues at work, she started Weight Watchers, I want to say, in March of last year. And by October, she had lost like 60 pounds or something ridiculous like that. It was crazy.
Wow.
She looks incredible. She looks incredible. And I was like, the whole time I've been like, I need to lose some weight, but I'm getting married in October, so I don't really want to worry about it. So I'll wait until afterwards. And she was like, it got to after my wedding. And she's like, Kristen, you've been saying you're going to lose weight for the longest time. Are you actually going to do it? And I was like, I'm not really like bothered about it, but you've lost 60 pounds and you look really good. So what are you doing? And she's like, okay, I'm doing Weight Watchers. I can give you a free month. Sign up through my link, you can get a free month. So I made the decision to join Weight Watchers on October the 15th, which was the day before my birthday. So because I'm turning 40 October this year. So I joined October of last year and I was like, I'm gonna lose some weight by my 40th birthday. Ideally, I wanna get back into Wonderland, which is where Road to Wonderland came from.
Okay.
So yeah, so I looked into it. They when I joined, they only had the one, I think it was the Freestyle, which is the blue plan now. And I just found it really easy. Like, it was, and it kind of made me a bit mad, to be honest, because I was like, I've been putting this off and putting this off and putting this off. And this makes sense. It's straightforward. It's doable. And it makes sense. And I'm not having to restrict myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what, I think that's what I like about it. Points I can deal with. Points don't overwhelm me. If I have to look at it and say, oh, I have to eat 20 grams of this and 75 grams of that, like macros, I can't do. Points is simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that very same thing too, that there's something, even, you know, if you're a calorie counter, it's even different when you're counting calories. For some reason, that point value. And knowing I have those weeklies to fall back on if I need them or there, it just doesn't make you feel like you're so restrained.
Definitely. Definitely. Do you know, when I first started, I was so scared to dip into my weeklies. Like, I didn't fully get that they were. I don't know why. I think it's because I haven't always had the best relationship with food. And like, when I think about dieting, it always kind of makes me a little bit, oh, I need to starve myself. So I'm going to eat the bare minimum. So like when I first started with Weight Watchers, I wasn't eating my weeklies. And my friend Kayla is the girl who I work with. She was like, yo, what are you doing? She's like, they are there to be used. Because she'd see me sitting there like, oh, but I really want this, but I don't have many points left. She's like, Kristen, how many weeklies do you have left? And I'd be like, 40. She's like, why are you not just eat it? She's like, you have the weeklies. They're factored into the plan for a reason. She's like, and you're working out and you're going to the gym, so you have fit points as well. But I mean, I don't trade fit points for food because I don't like to reward myself for working out with food because that just gets me into a whole nother mess. But yeah, eating my weeklies is like the best thing ever.
So you got married last year.
Did in October 5th, got married October 5th, and then started Weight Watchers October 15th.
And so how much have you lost thus far?
On Weight Watchers, it's about, okay, so at the lowest point, it was, I think, 37 pounds. However, I've been in quarantine since March. I've been locked down since March 17th, and I will honestly say I have not been the best tracking and not drinking vodka and eating pizza. So honestly, I think I'm sitting at around 32 pounds. So it's nothing drastic. Like it was 37 and now it's 32. Like I can live with that, 5 pounds. I'm not gonna cry over the fact that I've gone up and down consistency. Like if I take the weight that I was on March 17th when my work said, hey, you work from home now until further notice, up until the way that I'm gonna be on Friday, I think there's maybe a pound difference. I can live with that.
And you know what works.
Yes.
And whenever life gets back to normal, whatever that looks like in the future, you already know what works and what the plan
Oh yeah,
is.
I know exactly what's gonna happen. June 8th, when I go back to the office, because I'm kind of like my gym's open again now, but I haven't gone back because I'm still trying to social distance as best as possible. But once they send me back to the office and I'm around a bunch of people again, I think that's the point where I actually start going back to the gym. So I will be waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I will be doing my yoga for an hour before I get ready for work. I will go to work, and then after work, I will go to the gym. I will go back to eating the same thing for breakfast, Monday through Friday, the same thing for lunch, Monday through Friday, and using my points for dinner. So I tend to eat very low or 0 point breakfast and lunch so that I have more points available for me in the evening. So that if I don't want to eat 100% healthy, like if my family want to have a takeout or something, I have the points available to do it.
So what do you usually do for breakfast?
0% fat Greek yogurt, frozen berries, and a sachet of stevia, because 0% fat-free Greek yogurt and frozen berries on their own do not taste that great. They're kind of bitter. So I stick a stevia packet in just to make it taste a little bit better. But I eat that consistently Monday to Friday, every day, week in, week out, because it works.
And what do you do for lunch?
I make 0 point instant pot. Yo, if you don't have an instant pot, oh, it's the best. I got it as a wedding gift. Oh my goodness, changed my life. So I make 0 point. It's like if you look it up on Pinterest, it comes up as I think white chili chicken or something. It's
White
basically,
chicken filling.
yeah. But I put an extra load of beans in it because beans are free on Purple. So I'll do chicken breast, chicken stock, garlic powder, onion powder, cumin, a little sweet corn, black beans, basically whatever beans I can get because beans are kind of rare at the moment because for some reason people seem to be hoarding them. So whatever, seriously, whatever beans
They have to have they have to use the toilet paper for something, right?
I don't know, whatever beans I get substituted because it doesn't matter what beans I put in my click and collect order from Walmart or Kroger, I never get what I've asked for. So basically whatever beans they decide they're going to send me. I think last week I'd ordered, I think, Great Northern beans and cannellini or however you say it beans, and I didn't get either of them. So I just made it with black beans. So whatever beans that I can get, I'll put in. Normally put in some fire roasted tomatoes, the garlic ones. I normally put a tin of that in as well, and then salsa verde, and
Oh,
just
yum.
yeah, and then just stick it in the put it all in the instant pot. I've started actually also putting some, like maybe a cup and a half of whole grain rice in with it to just give it a bit of texture to bulk it up a bit. Yeah, stick it in the instant pot for 12 minutes. Boom. It's
Wow.
amazing.
So
Love it.
do you use Do you use raw chicken at 12 minutes or?
Well, with the Instant Pot, I found that even if I do raw chicken or frozen chicken, it's still 12 minutes because if the chicken's frozen, it just takes your Instant Pot that longer to get to pressure. So once I find once it gets to pressure, it's the same as cooking it as if it was. Because I used to put it up to like 15, 16 minutes when it was frozen, and I'd find that the chicken would be really rubbery. So just doing it at the standard 12 minutes as if it was fresh chicken, it ends up cooking exactly the same.
Okay. And then what do? Shred it when it's done?
Yeah, shred it and then dump it all back in, and then I'll put it into mason jars, little pint mason jars. I'll put a couple in the fridge and then the rest in the freezer, and then just grab one. It sits on my desk from 8 o'clock in the morning, defrosting until I'm ready to have it at lunch. And it's perfect.
Great. I have, guess what I have in my Instapot right now?
What do you have?
Turkey meatballs and marinara sauce.
Ooh.
And we're going to do meatball subs.
Ooh. What bread do you use?
So we're actually going to use a French bread tonight. And the French bread I have is 6 points little bun.
So, okay.
Yeah. So, depending on the number of meatballs I have, I'm going to count 2 points for the sauce, and they're about a point a piece for the meatball. So, say I put 6 meatballs in there, that's 14 points for dinner. And then I'll use fat-free mozzarella.
Ooh, that sounds good. I could do that. See, I found that unintentionally I'd been staying away from bread just because I kind of felt like I didn't want to waste the points, but then I would use like the Extreme Wellness wraps for things because they were 1 point, or the Lavash bread, or the what's it called, I can't remember
Joseph
the name of the brand.
Peter.
yes the Joseph Peter. I was using those, but then I saw on, so what is that, she's just changed her Instagram name and I can't think what it is. I can't remember what her new Instagram name is, but a girl I follow, she's also on Purple Plan. She'd made like French toast and it looked absolutely divine. And when I looked at like all of the ingredients, the majority of the ingredients that she was using to make it were zero on Purple. And the only thing she had to count was the bread. So it ended up only being like 2 points for this one piece of incredibly decadent looking French toast. So I'm like, we're gonna have to work some bread into this situation.
Yeah. So I usually, when I do loaf bread, I usually stick with the Sara Lee 45 calorie bread, or I'll use the Lewis's, I think it's Healthy Life, and that's 35 calories, so it's a point a piece. And then Trader Joe's has their sprouted breads are usually 1 point for one slice and 3 for 2.
Okay.
And I like to get that when I'm, you know, wanting a rice sandwich, like a patty melt or a Reuben. So I don't know if you can hear the rain coming down, but we're getting quite a storm here. So.
No, I can't hear it.
Oh, good. So what do you do for snacks?
Popcorn. Oh, my goodness. Popcorn. Oh, yeah. I have to say that one of the main reasons that I chose Purple was popcorns and potatoes and now rice but popcorn, like I can make, and I eat more popcorn than I probably should, but I used to just use one of the you know, like you can get the, it looks like a teapot, it's got a red handle and a red lid. I used to use one of those that you stick in the microwave, but I found like I felt like I was making like 4 batches putting it in the microwave like 4 times to get the amount of popcorn that I wanted. And so I bought an air popper, like a little I bought myself a little air popper, and so I'll make myself a big old bowl of popcorn, and I'll either, I don't count oils, which is probably bad, but I don't. So I've got like a spray bottle with olive oil in it, and I'll like spritz the popcorn with a little bit of olive oil, and then I'll sprinkle some of the popcorn seasoning that you can get. That depending on how much you use, it comes up to maybe like 1 or 2 points. And I've got like a garlic parmesan one and a kettle corn one. Those are my go-to snacks. and air fried chickpeas as well.
I've never tried those.
Oh my goodness, they're so good.
And I love chickpeas in my salad.
Air fried chickpeas, seasoned chickpeas, because they're so crunchy, it like satisfies any craving that I could ever have for potato chips or anything like that. Yeah, just chickpeas with a little bit of douse them in a bit of olive oil, and then I'll put salt, pepper, garlic, and then maybe Cajun seasoning or something, depending on if I want them to be spicy or just some herbs. Amazing. I put them in the air fryer on. I tend to put everything in the air fryer at 400, which I probably shouldn't. But I find if I put it in for 400, I don't have to cook it for as long. So I normally do like 400 for maybe 12 to 15 minutes. If I do it at 375, which is I think where you're supposed to do it, it takes maybe like 22, 25 minutes, depending on how crunchy you want them. But
And
those
then
are.
do you just take them out of the can and drain them?
Yeah, take them out of the can, drain them. Technically, I think you're supposed to rinse them and then dry them, but I never bother with all of that. I drain them and then put them in oil and chuck them in, season them and chuck them in. But
And then
those
I
are
think
good.
we're supposed to count those when we dry them. But it's a controversial thing. I
Yeah.
think I read somewhere.
I don't count them.
Right. And if you're sticking to, serving sizes or, I don't know. I'm a rebel about some things. I don't like to count avocado.
I don't see. I don't like to count avocado, but if I eat more than the equivalent of maybe half of one, I start to feel like I should count it. But then it's a healthy fat, and I don't count olive oil and stuff like that, so I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I get
It's like, I think everybody is so different, and foods affect people in different ways. That there'll be some people who, me saying I don't count oils, they'll be like, ah, oh my goodness, how come you're not going? Because it would affect them. It doesn't affect me. It hasn't hindered my journey in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and that's with me. So avocado, I don't really care for avocado that much. And when I do want some, I don't have enough to even really have a full serving of it, and that's why I don't count it.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. See, for me, I love avocado. Like, I love avocado. Like, I could take three avocados and make a big old thing of guac and just sit there and eat it with a spoon. So
Yeah, now see, now
I need to count it because
yeah,
if you're gonna.
guacamole, I do count because I can eat that better.
Yeah.
And more of. So I do count guacamole, but if I just put like slices of avocado on a breakfast sandwich or something, I don't count.
Yeah, see, three slices of avocado on a breakfast sandwich isn't going to hurt you.
The other thing I don't count is I don't count ketchup because what ketchup I do use, it's so minimal that I would be shocked if it even gets close to 2 tablespoons. I'm not that person who drowns everything in ketchup. I like just the flavor of it. And so I don't count it. And it hasn't affected me either. So,
I don't think I've used ketchup since. I honestly don't think I have. And if I did, I probably wouldn't count it.
yeah, I use ketchup usually if I have a hamburger, eggs off and on, like scrambled
Yeah.
eggs, and fries if I have them in the air fryer.
Yeah, see, and the thing is if a serving size is 2 tablespoons, 2 tablespoons of ketchup is a lot of ketchup.
Yeah, and I don't want my food drowned in.
Yeah, that is a bunch of ketchup. So if you're like my husband, who would you like some fries with your ketchup? Yeah, he would need to count it. But nah, a little drizzle, nah, I wouldn't even bother.
And I think the point of this is it's not, I joke that we're rebels, but I think the point to this is it's our own personal journeys.
Definitely.
And you have to do what makes you feel the most comfortable. And within reason, of course. You can go all day long and say, I can have an ice cream cone every day and it's not affecting me. But there's a big difference between an ice cream cone and some ketchup, or
Yeah.
and I think that's what I really love about Weight Watchers is it gives you the freedom to have whatever it is you desire within reason. And I think for probably you as well, we've worked this program long enough. It's not a matter of getting away with something. It's just knowing how our bodies work. You know, we're big proponents of purple. And there are just as many people who are cheerleading green and blue. And really, it's the same program. We just have different levels of 0 point foods, mm-hmm. and we have different point levels. It's,
Exactly.
And at the same, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going to get the same result if we follow the program.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. It's about how you make it work for yourself, and everybody knows their own body, and everybody knows how their body reacts to certain things. Like there's certain people who, if they saw what I eat in a day on purple, it would freak them out, because mm-hmm. they'd be like, oh my goodness, I could never eat that many carbohydrates. And that's absolutely fine. It's not gonna work for everybody. Like I woke up this morning, and for breakfast I'd made turkey chili last night with whole grain rice, so I had leftovers for breakfast. So I started mm-hmm. my day with chili and rice, and mm-hmm. then I had chili and rice for lunch. So I've had two portions of rice today, and some people couldn't do that because their body may not deal with carbohydrates the way that mine does. I personally know that I can follow a diet where I eat over 300 grams of carbohydrates a day, and I will still lose weight because my body likes carbohydrates. So it's just how you follow your own personal journey, and it also helps to know that they're all exactly the same. If you track something on green, track something on purple, track something on blue, it's going to level out. Mm-hmm. It's going to level out. Like, I don't mm-hmm. have to count the rice on purple, but someone on green has to count the rice. But then I only get 18 points, and that person on green might get 36 points. It's going to level out. So.
Mm-hmm. It does. It really does. And even though, you know, they're not free foods. They're 0 point foods. But they're all wholesome.
Yes, it's real food.
Real food that keeps you full.
Yes. And see, and this is the thing, part of the reason, well, not even part of the reason, the entire reason why I do purple and I don't do green is because I cannot be trusted with 36 points a day. I just can't. Mm. I know myself. I cannot be trusted with that many points. So on purple, I get 18 points a day, which makes me think, I need to have a low point breakfast. I need to have a low point lunch just in case I want to splurge out and have something a little bit naughty for dinner. If mm-hmm. I'm on green, and I know this from experience because I've tried it, when lockdown first started and it was a struggle to get my staples on purple, I switched to green for maybe 4 days because I mm-hmm. quickly realized that I cannot be trusted with 36 points. Because all mm-hmm. that happened was I was like, oh my goodness, I've got 36 points. I can have a sonic blast. I can have a this. I can have a that. And I stopped eating mm-hmm. all of those wholesome foods that I had been eating. And I just started eating rubbish because I had the points available mm-hmm. to do it. And that's mm-hmm. my personal problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not the same for everyone. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the green plan. Nothing wrong with the green plan if it works for you and that's the way that you need to eat. I can't. Yeah. I personally cannot do it because I can't be trusted because I will find a way. I'll be like, I've got 18 points available. I can eat 4 bags of peach rings. That's just, mm-hmm. cause that's just the way that my brain works.
If I have more points and actually besides popcorn rice and the whole grain noodles and potatoes, the other thing I liked about it was when I switched to purple, I was at 22 points, which at the time before they switched and made it 3 plans, the lowest points you could have on blue was 21 is what I read. And so I was like, well, that's close to what the lowest points are. So this is going to give me a good C of what it's going to feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you're absolutely right. When I had more points, I was eating a lot more hamburgers with buns than I was eating chicken breast.
Yeah.
And it was because I had those points and I could spend them that way. And I'm much more satisfied on purple than I ever was.
Definitely.
On blue.
Definitely. 100%. Because I was finding like those 4 days that I went on green, my husband would be like, well, you've got points. That means we can go to, we can go get pizza and we can go get that. And I'm like, we can, technically we can, because I do have the points available. But I really don't want to.
Right.
But then I would anyway, because I had the points available. Yeah. And it's just sometimes easier to just say, okay, husband, let's just go get pizza. Let's go. Because like the whole, like leading up, my argument was, I can't eat that. I don't have the points available. And he would listen to that because it was just easier. It was an easier way to get it across to him than I'm making a lifestyle change. I don't want to eat rubbish anymore. It's just easier to, it's just easier to say, I can't have that. It doesn't fit into my plan. Well, I know that I can have it if I want it. I just have to track it. He don't need to know that. But when I switched to green and he'd heard me say, I get more points available, it was like a light bulb went off in his head and it was like, ding, 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 ding. Ooh, we gonna get pizza. So
yeah,
it's just easier. I'll just switch back to purple and now it's like, oh, I don't have the points. Sorry.
It's funny. I work with a man whose wife decided to go vegetarian. And from the way he talks, he's kind of a big beef eater. And she's starting to put all of her rules on him. And it's funny how you kind of see the different side of the story there, because he wants to eat beef. He wants to eat meat. And so he's constantly, he'll call me up and he'll be like, I made a run to Taco Bell. And it's just funny to me because it goes both sides of the coin, right? So your husband's trying to push pizza on you, and you know, and my friend's got his wife trying to push vegetarian on him, and somehow, you know, when you're your partner's doing it with you, it's just easier, I think.
It is. I think if I was doing green consistently, we'd eat more of the same things. But I'll say this in the nicest way possible. My husband has the palate of a toddler. Like, honestly, he could live off of pizza. He would live off of pizza if I let him. He would live off of pizza. That he doesn't eat vegetables. He, like, trying to get him to eat a piece of broccoli was, you'd have think thought the world was ending. Like, he's just, oh, it's a nightmare. So it's just easier. Like, when I do grocery shopping, I grocery shop for me and then I grocery shop for him. Like, my son's easy. He grew up with me. He knows how he will eat whatever I eat, whatever I make. Because I was adamant when he was a baby, I was adamant I was not gonna have a picky eater, because I don't have the patience for that. My husband, oh my goodness, he is the pickiest eater in the world. My husband and my stepchildren, they're picky eaters. But me and my son, not. He'll eat what I eat, and then my husband and my two stepsons, they'll all eat the same thing.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's just easier that way.
Yeah. And, you know, even though I think I do a lot like you do, is, you know, I try to keep low points during the day so that I can do it at night. And a lot of that is, that's the only meal I usually share with other people, is my evening meal. And so it's easier to not, one, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything, because I'm able to partake in typically any dinner that I choose to cook that night. Or, and so I, you know, keeping those low point meals during the day, and they're fulfilling, they're really, you know, using those 0 point foods are filling foods that keep you sustained throughout the day.
They really are. They honestly are. I think normally Monday to Friday, I think I can normally make it to, I can usually make it to dinner time with only having used maybe 5 points at most. Cause I'll use, I'll have half a bottle of Premier Protein in my coffee in the morning. So that's 1 point. And then I may have a Fiber One bar at lunchtime, and that's 2 points. And then there may be another a couple of points tossed in there somewhere from something else. So I've generally got maybe 15, between 12 and 15 points to spend on dinner every night. But then I don't always even spend those. Like, I see a lot of people striving for the, I have to get a blue dot, I have to get a blue dot, I have to get, I don't care about blue dots. I don't. Like, I know they say it's good, you should eat within this point range, but the way I look at it on purple, if you're eating those wholesome foods and they're filling you up, why am I going to force myself to eat extra just to get into that blue dot range? So some days I may finish my day and I've only eaten 5 points and I'm perfectly okay with that. I'm not starving myself. The food I'm eating is wholesome food.
And I love having points roll over.
I try to roll over four points every day because I tend to go kind of crazy at the weekend, which is part of the reason why I used to weigh in on a Monday. I had to change it to Friday. Because I was finding that I was so good Monday to Friday, and then the weekend would come and I'd have all the kids would be here and my husband's home from work, we're both off work, and it's just easier to be that little bit more flexible. So I was using all of my points and the majority of my weeklies on Saturday and Sunday, and then I'd have to weigh in on Monday and I'd be bloated from everything I'd done over the weekend. And it was just like, So I changed my weigh-in. Everyone was like, just change your weigh day to Friday. Trust me, you'll appreciate it. Oh my goodness. Made the world a difference.
Yeah. I did that at one point too. I'm a Monday weigher now again. And I always think I need to go back to Friday weigh-ins. But I tend to get points remorse when I don't have those weeklies. And until I can work my head around this point issue I have about not having weeklies left over towards the middle of the week. But see, then my points change on Friday. So maybe I need to revisit that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I had to do it because I was finding myself getting discouraged because I would do so good. I would eat so well Monday to Friday. And I see it all over Instagram. It's like, don't let the weekend become your weekend. And I'm like, yeah, I do every week. Yeah. Stop victimizing me. But it's just, I know that's how it's going to go. It's so much easier to eat mindfully when you're leaving the house and going to the office and you don't have three kids and a husband to look after and the only person that you have to be accountable for is yourself. It's so much easier. That's why I don't even want to say I've struggled because I haven't. I've made a conscious decision to eat whatever the heck I want whilst I've been on lockdown. And it is. It's because it's just easier. And for me personally, for my own mental health, I kind of had to make a decision between, do I want to focus my energy on still trying to actively lose weight, or do I want to focus my energy on trying to stay as healthy mentally during lockdown? And I chose my mental health. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've established habits throughout this journey that I'm sure you're continuing.
Oh, I have to. Like I said, as soon as I found out that I was going to be working from home, because I'd always, like, my office had asked me multiple times previously, do you want to work from home? Do you want to work from home? Do you want to work from home? And I've always said no, because I suffer with mental health issues. I have a history. I have type 2 bipolar, which is under control. I'm stable. This is as long as I've been stable in a long time, which is awesome. I'm not currently medicated. So touch wood that everything stays as it should. But I know what I have to do for my own mental health to keep me sane. And part of that is having a routine. I have to go to bed at the same time every night. I have to wake up at the same time every morning. So when I started, when they said to us, look, you basically have no choice. You're going to have to work from home. I promised myself that I wasn't going to fall into a situation where I was rolling out of bed at 7:57 in the morning and clocking in at 8 o'clock in my pajamas. Because once I start doing that, I run the risk of not getting dressed for 5 months. It's like, it's a real possibility for me. So I told myself on day one of lockdown, I was still going to wake up at 5 o'clock every morning. I was going to try and do my yoga, which I haven't been able to do because my bedroom is now also an office. So I don't have the space available to roll out my yoga mat, and I can't plug in my treadmill because I don't have the room. But I'm still getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm still having a shower. And when I say I'm still having a shower every day, like, to it sounds stupid to some people who haven't ever had a problem with mental health, but to someone who has a history of depression or has suffered from depression, getting up and getting in the shower is a big deal. Like,
absolutely,
that's a big deal. That is an achievement. That's an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
So I make sure I'm still getting up at the same time every morning. I'm getting in the shower every day. I'm putting makeup on every day. Like, my husband makes fun of me. He's like, you do realize no one is going to see it. I'm like, I don't care. It does not matter. So I
sometimes it just makes you feel good.
Like, at least I'm putting my eyebrows on. I'm gonna have eyebrows on every single day. So I'm getting in the shower, I'm getting dressed, I'm putting makeup on. Sometimes I'll even leave the house, even if it's just to walk down to the bottom of the driveway and walk back up again, so that I have left the house that day. Because otherwise, I may not leave the house for goodness knows how long. And for me, that's a dangerous thing, because I could, I have a tendency, I will completely withdraw myself. Completely withdraw myself.
Yeah.
I didn't get out of bed once for 5 months. So I have to make sure that I am as mentally stable as I can possibly be with everything else that's going on around me. So my choice was stress yourself out and panic about losing as much weight as you possibly can, or just kick back for 8 weeks and say it is what it is, what will be will be. And that's what I chose to do, and it's been fine. It's been absolutely fine. Granted, I'm a little bit mad because I did order 3 pairs of jeans from American Eagle and they took like a month to arrive. So by the time they got here, I can't button them, but I will. It's not.
Well, absolutely.
I will. And I know I will. So it's fine. Initially.
I think the key to your decision, though, Kristen, the key to this is not beating yourself up for the decision you made.
I'm perfectly okay with it. Perfectly okay with it. And I think I had a breakthrough. I don't know if it was my weigh last week or the week before. I got on the scales and it said I'd gained 4 pounds. I did not care. Did not care. Did not faze me did not faze me at all. Didn't bother me. And that is a big thing for me, because there's a time in my life where if I got on the scales and it said I'd gained 4 pounds, that would be the end of the world. Like, you would think my world was out.
How many times can you follow the plan perfectly and get on the scale and it'll be a 4 pound gain? And you'll be like, what? You know, and you forget about that extra chicken broth that you had that had sodium in it. And, you know, your body doesn't always catch up with what you've done in your head. And, you know, we've talked before where we've been on diets where we expect to have weight loss every single day, or we should have an 8 pound loss every single week. And it just doesn't work that way. Well, Kristen, I want to thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. Remember, everybody, if you want to follow Kristen, you can see her at road.wonderland. That's O-N-E-D-E-R-L-A-N-D on Instagram. She has a lot of inspiration on there, and a lot of before and after pictures that are just really awesome. So thank you so much, Kristen.
You are very welcome. And congratulations for your podcast.
Thanks for joining us on Shut the Fridge Door. Be sure to subscribe to hear all of our episodes. Make sure to visit my website at freetobemecenter.com, where you can find links to discount codes for Built Bar, Smart Baking Company, Weight Watchers, and others. Additionally, you can find show notes, freebies, and my story. You can follow me on Instagram at freetobemecenter. That's free, the number 2, Be Me Center. Stop by and leave me a comment. If you'd like to join me on Shut the Fridge Door, or just have comments or questions, you can reach me live or by voicemail at 269-888-3400. You may be featured on the show. That's 269-888-3400. While you're at it, if you found value in the show, I'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or simply tell a friend about the show. That would help me out too. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes and occasional special broadcasts. Remember, you will not know about them if you don't subscribe. I want to sincerely thank you for allowing me this platform to share my passion for helping people who have always struggled with their weight have a lifelong freedom from fat and the ability to enjoy life their way. Until next time, listeners, keep taking care of you.